That's all rain time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum was forced into a showdown yesterday in his task of having a talk with Miss Emily to try to persuade her to withdraw her resignation as schoolteacher. In spite of the threatened injunction against him, Lum went to see Miss Emily with apparently wonderful results, for he returned to the store a happy man. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham-down store. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Oh, well, it weren't so much, Ezra. You just have to know how to handle situations like this, all. It just takes a little brain work mixed up with some psychology, and that just happens to be two of my strong points.
Huh.
Well, yeah, I'm proud you straightened out, too, Ezra, and from now on ain't a thing to worry about. Leastways, not as long as the school board's got me for president.
Brag.
Well, much obliged for calling, Ezra.
Gina, that's right.
All right, fine. Goodbye. As them board members can't get over what a good job I done in talking Miss Emmeline out of resigning.
Yeah, that's the third one of them that's called up today, ain't it?
Well, I'll say one thing. They know they got a president now.
Just how did you talk Miss Emmeline out of resigning, Lum? You ain't settled down long enough since yesterday to tell me nothing.
Well, I just mixed up a little brain work with a little psychology.
Yeah, I know all about that, but just tell me what you actually done. Exactly what did you say to her?
Oh, I don't recollect my exact words.
Give me a rough idea. Did you say, please don't resign, or what?
Well, let's see. Is this all confidential stuff, I think?
Well, I'd love to know what you said. Whatever it was, it must have been awful good. Of course, when you went over there, you feared you'd get thrown in jail just for talking to her, and then when you come back, you was raving about wedding bells.
Yeah.
So you must have said something pretty good. Now, what was it? Come on, now, tell me.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. It just sounded like I was bragging on myself.
Well, you oughtn't mind doing it, then. Come on, now, what was it?
Oh, I forget now.
Think hard. Did you come right out flat-footed and ask her to marry you?
Well, no.
Did she ask you to marry her?
No, of course not, silly.
Well, who asked who what?
Abner, I don't know.
Did you ask her to be engaged?
No.
Did you sort of hint around?
Well, no.
For the land's sakes, then, whatever give you the idea that wedding bells are going to ring for you long?
Well, Abner, that's just one of them things you can tell without no words being spoke twixt the parties.
I don't know. I believe I'd rather have a little something more definite to go on than that.
Well, that look in her eyes was definite enough for me.
It was.
I could see the love light burning in them.
You could, huh?
Oh, yeah. Looked like a couple of bonfires, might not.
Well, did you hold her hand long?
Oh, for pity's sake, Abner, sit you tall.
Well, what did you do? What did you say? Oh, me, as near as I can tell, all you done is stand there looking at the bonfires and saying nothing tricks you.
No, it weren't that bad.
Well, what did she say then? Now, one of you must have talked long.
Well, she started out by saying she's awful sorry for the way she'd been acting towards me.
Said she's sorry, huh?
Yeah. That she was ashamed of herself the way she carried on. Oh. That she never wanted to resign her job at all. Think she just said that in a fit of tempers.
Yeah. Well, what excuse did she have for getting that injunctions out again?
Oh, she never actually done that.
Oh.
No, she just told you over the phone that day that she's going to.
Oh, bluffing.
Never meant it, though.
Why, well, that rascal.
Fact is, she asked me to forgive her for that and everything else.
Did she actually say it?
Oh, yeah. Said the whole thing was her fault.
Her fault?
I said, no, it wasn't. It's my fault.
Oh.
She said it were not my fault, and I said it was. Final, I got her to agree with me. I tell you, Abner, there's a wonderful woman.
You mean that you got her to agree it was your fault, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole thing started when I exaggerated about me knowing the president of a railroad.
Well, now, Lum, that was a little more than exaggerating, Warning. You don't know nobody that works for a railroad, let alone the president. I bet you don't know a gandy dancer even on a railroad.
Well, I've rode on trains, though.
Oh.
Talked to news butchers, struck up acquaintance, sort of.
Yeah.
For all you know, one of them news butchers might have worked up to be prayers in.
He sold them grapes at the same price he tried to get from me. He might own the railroad by this time.
Oh, I admit I exaggerate. No doubts about it.
Yeah, I see. No doubts about it, all right.
But I told Miss Emmeline that I weren't never going to exaggerate again if I lived to be 182 year old.
You'll never make it.
And she said she thought that was a good resolve for me to make.
Well, I don't guess she's right. Now, there's one thing that gets you into most of your trouble, that exaggerating law.
I know it, Abner, but that's all over now. I'm a changed man.
You can't get on the telephone and talk to some woman without you start telling her some of the outlandishest things about yourself I ever hear.
Oh, boy, it ain't that bad.
It is, Donnie. I've stood here and listened to you tell Miss Emmeline and Miss Frederick before her and Evelina Schultz before her that you was a cousin of some King Edwards, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, well, that was exaggerating.
Why, of course.
Yeah, I ain't a cousin.
Of course not.
Just a descendant of the King Edwards, Arkansas branch.
Ah.
But I tell you, I'm all done with that stuff now, Abner.
Well, I hope so.
From now on, when I say something, you can just put dependence on it being undiluted truth. Not even a little bit exaggerated.
Well, hooray for you.
You know, Abner, I feel like a king's man already.
You do?
I sure do. And I've got her to thank for it. She's the one I'm doing this for.
Well, I don't see where it makes any difference who you're doing it for just so you do it, Mom.
Oh, I tell you, me and her had a wonderful talk. We understand one another now.
Well,
Frank Foster won't have a chance in the wide world with her now.
He won't?
Yeah, it sure looks like clear sailing for L. Edward. I'm running on the inside track now. Got out in front and improved my position.
Well, now, make up your mind. Are you afoot or afloat? One time you're sailing, now you're running.
I ain't neither one. I'm flying.
Flying?
And, Abner, I want to do something nice for her. Something to show her how I appreciate all she's did for me.
Well, how about a nice box of peanut brittle standing over there?
No, I want to do something different this time.
Well, if you want to go whole hog, you can get some of them chocolate-covered cherries down there.
No, I mean, I want to take her out someplace. Sure, a good time.
Oh.
Take her out to supper. Maybe even go someplace after supper.
All in one night?
Oh, yeah. I want to do this upright.
Well, let's see. Could take her down to Luke Sperry's lunchroom to start off with, I guess.
Oh, I'd rather go someplace where I can get something fancy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can get a dandy hot beef sandwich there now. Them's all as good.
Yeah, it is nice, but I don't know.
Lots of gravy on them. That old Luke, he floats them good. And Luke's been squeezing out some of the outdoorness designs with them mashed potatoes lately. Fancy.
Yeah, I know, but I've had that. I'd like something different.
Different? Well, I believe he's starting to have some pork down there now. You can get a hot pork sandwich.
Well, I favor the beef myself.
Mix them up, man. You can have hot beef and she can have hot pork.
No, that still ain't fancy enough. Oh. Wish there's some big party I could take her to.
Party?
You don't know of any parties anybody's having, do you, Edmund?
I don't believe I do.
You wouldn't want to put on a party over at your place, would you?
Well, no, Elizabeth ain't done with her fall flowering.
Huh.
I know, just wait a minute, I know something, though. There's a big box topper and roller skating party out at Ten Oak Pavilion.
When's that going to be?
I don't know, sometime this week, though. Of course, I don't reckon you'd be interested in that, though.
I don't know why not.
Well, roller skating, I mean. Of course, you could go for the box topper part of it, I reckon.
Yeah, sure. I just want someplace to go that's got good vittles and bright lights and all that.
Yeah, well, they bought some new lanterns in here the other day that's going to be bright.
Someplace I can be saw with her.
Yeah, I'll carry your own lantern here. Why don't you call her up and ask her, Long?
Granny, I believe I will. Right this minute.
For the land sakes, what's come over you? All as before, when I tried to get you to call her up, you practical run out the back door.
I told you I'm a changed man.
Doggy, you are.
I ain't scared of telephones no more.
Wait. Here's
hello, Miss Emmeline. This is Lummy.
Oh,
you did.
That's where I took him.
Recognize my voice, Ed.
Well, that ain't nothing I can do that.
How are you? Well, that's good. That's just dandy fine.
That'll allow me.
I understand there's going to be a box supper and roller skating party at the Pin Oaks Pavilion this week.
It's the sweetest little thing I ever saw.
You heard about it, huh? Well, I hadn't thought so much about the roller skating part, but I thought... How's that?
Adam's apple bounce up here.
Frank Foster? Why, he couldn't learn a body nothing.
Uh-oh.
Listen, if you want somebody to learn you how to roller skate, just talk to me.
Oh, my.
Why, of course I can.
Can't not Lum be kept on.
Why, I've known how to roller skate since before I could walk.
Lum, recollect.
Fact is, I was a champagne skater once.
Oh.
I believe. Sorry. Why, it was over in Oklahoma, I believe.
Oh,
I done figure eights and figure nines and finally got up to figure tens and all that stuff.
You couldn't stand up long enough to make a figure one with two crutches.
Why, no, you wouldn't be clumsy. I could learn you how in no time at all.
Oh, my.
Why, I'd be proud to.
Well, blow me up.
All right, fine. It's a date then. Well, good for you, or me, or both. I'll see you before then, Laura. All right, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye, honey.
What was that you said after you hung up?
Huh? Oh, nothing. James, it's a wonderful world, Abner. A wonderful world.
Yeah, sure is, champ.
Yeah, it's champ.
That's what you just told my family. You're the champion skater of Oklahoma.
Did I tell her that, Jonah?
Yeah, and furthermore, you're going to learn her how to skate.
Oh, my goodness. Abner, I ain't never been on a pair of roller skates in my whole life. Dad, blame it, I've did it again.
Well, I'm afraid Lum is a perennial leaper out of frying pan. And the fire he's jumped into this time will probably prove as hot as any of them. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.